Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga and Attorney Dash Pastor Brian D. Cook. Fear often begins speaking before we realize we are listening. Something uncertain happens and the inner conversation starts. What if everything goes wrong? What if I cannot handle this? What if I lose control? What if this feeling never stops? Fear can turn a possibility into a prediction. It can make a difficult moment feel like a permanent future. It can tell us that we are alone, powerless, and unsafe. Feeling fear does not mean that you have failed spiritually. Fear is part of human life. Even faithful people in Scripture experienced fear, distress, uncertainty, and trembling. The question is not whether fear ever enters your inner conversation. The question is whether fear will be allowed to lead it. Psalm 56:3 says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Notice that the psalmist does not say, "I am never afraid." He says, "When I am afraid." Fear is acknowledged honestly. Then fear is brought into the presence of God. Scriptural self-conversation does not pretend that danger, uncertainty, or pain is imaginary. It helps us speak to ourselves truthfully while remembering that fear is not our Lord. When fear takes over, pause before agreeing with its predictions. Notice the exact sentence running through your mind. Perhaps it says, "I cannot survive this. Something terrible is about to happen. God has forgotten me. I must solve everything immediately." Now ask, is this sentence fully true before God? Does it describe what is actually happening or what I fear might happen? Is it helping me take a faithful step, or is it pulling me into a spiral? Then welcome Scripture into the conversation. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God." God does not shame us for feeling afraid. He reminds us that we are not facing fear alone. A Scripture-shaped replacement sentence might be, "I feel afraid, but God is with me in this moment. I do not know everything that will happen, but I can take the next faithful step." This feeling is strong, but it does not control my identity or my future. Sometimes fear also signals that we need practical help. Seeking support from a trusted person, pastor, physician, counselor, or other qualified professional is not a failure of faith. Persistent anxiety, repeated panic attacks, severe distress, or fear that interferes with daily life deserves compassionate attention. Your task is not to defeat every fear in one moment. Pause. Notice the sentence. Name the fear without shame. Welcome God's truth. Then take one faithful step with Christ. Fear may be speaking loudly, but it does not get the final word.